Hey, welcome to the Successful Songwriter Within podcast. I'm your host, Lisa McEwen. I'm a Nashville published songwriter and recording artist. In this podcast, I'm here to help take you from intimidated, anxious, insecure, and frustrated to self-assured, prolific, and successful with your songwriting abilities. I've written with Grammy Award-winning writers, had numerous cuts and placements, but it wasn't long ago that I was an anxious, insecure songwriter, afraid to speak up during co-writes and feeling not worthy enough to fulfill my dreams. I created Music and Mindfulness because here's where I was at. I knew how to write a song, but what I was lacking was the inner confidence and intuitive connection. Once I started applying mindfulness techniques to my music life, everything changed. And now it's my mission to help you on your musical journey. If you're ready to tap into and align with your inner genius, go to my website, musicandmindfulness.co, for a free tutorial where I show you how to do just that. So stick around, because I got tips, back pocket techniques, stories, interviews, and more. You ready to get where you're going? Let's do it. Hey, are you tired of releasing new music, spending all your time and your money and pouring your heart into it, only to find that no one is really listening? Besides your mom, of course. Listen, I get it. I have been there too. And I've learned through trial and error that there are a few simple solutions. Solutions, yes, to getting your music heard when it comes to releasing that song that you put your heart and soul into making. All you have to do is go to musicandmindfulness.co/single. That's musicandmindfulness.co/single to download my free guide on how to skyrocket your next release, plus my bonus email templates. Now let's get to the show. Hey, how are you? I am really looking forward to today's show because we are going to talk about how to write a chorus. Don't bore us. Get to the chorus. We want a chorus that leaves a lasting impression, and that is exactly what we're going to dive into today. A chorus that pops, and that's unforgettable, and that your listeners are going to be singing over and over again. So let's get started. Now, as humans, we love to complicate things. Actually, maybe that's just a woman thing, but anyway, how to keep your chorus simple but interesting, that is what we're going to dive into today. Now, when I first started writing songs, I loved to put all the juicy details in the chorus. Yep, lots of words in the verse and then lots of words in the chorus. And also, I loved slow songs. So as you can imagine, this would explain why my songs were so long when I first started out. And I would drag that listener through my poetic heartbreak for an irritatingly long time. I mean, every single detail. Every word with meaning and angst. It was all about me and my self-expression, after all, right? Now, is it any wonder that I look back on those songs and I cringe? Ugh, yes. It wasn't until I started taking my songwriting seriously and really started to listen to music and dissect it that I realized it's okay to edit, and it's actually more effective to have a simpler chorus packed with meaning than it is to overload it with lyrics and details. Why? Because then people will actually listen. And why do I write music? In order to connect with others. That's why I do it. So it took me way too long to learn this. And that's why in today's episode, I'm going to save you a few years and give you some great tools in order to write an awesome chorus that leaves a lasting impression on your listeners. So let's get to it. Now, number one, what's the point? What I mean by this is, what is the point of your song? If you could sum up your song in one sentence, what would it be? Once you can nail this down, this is going to help your chorus, which is the center point of your song, or let's call it your thesis. It's going to come together and will be the basis of your verses, the bridge, and even the melody and the feel of the song. So it is the center of your song. See if you can simplify your song in one sentence. I'm going to give you an example. One sentence used to describe my song called Strength of a Weak Heart would be this. Girl can't break away from small town because of her overwhelming love for her boyfriend. So if it helps you, start with a song you've already written and see if you can come up with one sentence, that one sentence like I just did for a song that I already have written. And then use this exercise. Okay, that is my number one tip for simplifying an effective chorus. Now, number two, and this is key here. You need to figure out your hook. So let's talk about that for a second. What is that? Well, you want to hook your listener with your hook. Now, do not stop until that hook is unstoppable. Here's some examples of great hooks. The song Happy by Pharrell. We've got Sweet Caroline, you know, Sweet Caroline, ba, ba, ba. And so half of that is even just a melodic thing I'm singing. How about Jolene? Great song. Just saying the name over and over with that amazing melody and those haunting chords behind it. The Beatles, She Loves You. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I also really like Play It Again by Luke Bryan. That's a really great country hook that he's got there. Now decide on what you want to say or sing that will hook the listener and keep them coming back for more. So what are some of your favorite songs? Sing them to yourself now and ask yourself why you love them. What part is it that you continually sing over and over again? Can you make your music into ear candy like that? Well, you bet you can. The reason I wanted to do this episode on simplifying a chorus is because more often than not, the choruses we love are the ones that are simple. Almost like a children's song. Huh? Yeah, I know. I just said that. But go back to your early days as a toddler. Remember all those songs, the repetition and the melodies that caught your heart and your ears and wouldn't let go? I bet you can still sing them now. I remember my early days in Nashville when I was just starting out. I was cleaning houses to make ends meet, and I was cleaning for this famous songwriter who will remain nameless, who is known for his many hits. So one day he came down to the kitchen to make some tea, and we started chatting about songwriting. And as you can imagine, I was a little starstruck. This major songwriter was usually very aloof, and here we were talking about the craft of writing in his kitchen. And he said some of the secrets behind his hits were that he kept the choruses simple. He said, my early influences were Buddy Holly. You know, think about songs like that, almost childlike in their simplicity. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, indeed. After he said that, that really stuck with me. Side note, the hit A, B, C, D, E, F, U speaks to this very much. I mean, hello, it uses the alphabet song, which that is a great song, by the way. The A, B, C, D, E, F, U is a great song. All right, now let's talk about my third tip, which is use rhythm and repetition to your advantage. Now, don't you love a good toe tapper? Yes. So focus some of your energy on exploring rhythms. Don't get stuck in the same feel over and over again, which again, I've been guilty of many times in the past. Now, I know I've been caught in this rut before, but I try to explore different ways of coming at songs. So here's some ideas. You could use drum beats to get started. So a simple drum beat app you can download. I know there's a bunch of free ones. Or check this out. What you can also do is play the beginning of a song, especially when someone of your favorite artists release a new song. Before you go and listen to the full thing, just play the beginning of it and then pause it right as maybe the singer starts singing, and use that as inspiration or a starting point for your own song, because you're getting the feel and the rhythm of it down as inspiration. Now, don't be afraid to shake it up and try new things. If you are really feeling stuck, go back to your mindfulness practices. Tap inward to listen to your intuition. Where is it telling you to go next? And I mean, we can talk about that musically, and you can also tap into your intuition as far as reaching out to new collaborators. Oftentimes, when you put your head together with someone else who has different strengths, they can help you change up those rhythms. Sometimes just having a whole fresh perspective from someone else can help you get there. And this is really important too. Don't settle. If there's anything I've learned, it's, you know, don't settle for that, maybe that first idea. Sometimes that is the right one. But if you're not feeling it, if you're not really feeling it from your gut on the inside, if you're not saying to yourself, man, I want to sing this chorus over and over and over. If you're not going to bed sort of thinking about it and hearing it in your sleep, just keep at it. Keep trying. Go back to the drawing board. Get that melody and those words nailed down, because I'm telling you, it's the center of your song. You want people to remember it, and you want it to be ear candy for yourself and for everyone else, right? So let's just recap, right? We know you want to save the world with your epic storytelling in your songs. Okay, maybe that's just me. But save the details for the verses. When in doubt, cut it out. Keep your choruses simple and memorable, and do not stop until you get there, right? Like I said, if you're feeling stuck, look within and you know where to go if you need help with that. My site, you know, my website is www.musicandmindfulness.co. Ah, and see how I kind of repeated myself there? Totally forgot to mention repetition. It's okay to repeat certain things in your course if it feels right. Look at Jolene, for example, right? A good feeling rhythm and repetition in those killer chords and melody, they tend to go together. So explore that for a while on your next song. Do not be afraid of it. All right, so let's just go back and talk about those couple of different tips that we went over for today. So number one, what's the point? So figure out what the point is of your song, write it out in one sentence, sum it up. And if you have to, just do that for a couple of songs you've already written to kind of figure out what exactly it is that you're going for. And then do that for your next song you're going to write. Now, number two, figure out your hook. Hook that listener, right? You want to give them something that they are going to sing in their head over and over. And look up some of those examples that I mentioned, right? Jolene, the Beatles were so good at this. Sweet Caroline, right? It doesn't even have to be necessarily all words. You can add in those, what would we say, melodies or the humming line, right? Sweet Caroline, ba ba ba, ba ba ba. Don't be afraid to add in a ba ba ba. And number three, use rhythm and repetition to your advantage. So you want to be able to use those things so that people really get, you know, brought into your song and they want to stay. All right, I am so excited for you. I hope that these little tips can help you in your future songwriting endeavors, and let me know how it goes if they do work for you. And remember, just because it's simple doesn't mean that it can't have meaning or that it can't have depth. Don't confuse those two. Just remember that, you know what, if you don't try a simple chorus, how will you ever know? So give it a shot. If it's something you've never done before, why not? Give it a try. I can't wait to hear from you. And you know what, you guys, thank you so much for always reaching out to me and sticking with me. You inspire me. I hope I can do the same for you. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for being the best part of music and mindfulness.